Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. To start, a look at today's main headlines. The Northwestern Regional President of St. Vincent de Paul, Rosa Glacken, is urging people who are struggling to reach out sooner rather than later. Authorities are asking for information following an incident in which a masked man indecently exposed himself in public in Derry. An investigation into the UK's Post Office Horizon scandal is considering corporate manslaughter charges, and the A5 remains closed this evening following a road traffic collision on the Beltany Road earlier this morning. These stories plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore will have all the latest in sport at a quarter past one. The Northwest Regional President of St. Vincent de Paul, Rosa Glacken, is urging people who are struggling to reach out sooner rather than later. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, she said many are barely surviving due to the rising food and energy costs. Ms. Glacken predicts this festive period will be another very busy term for the organisation in Donegal. She added that there's a growing number of working people now needing support, continuing a worrying trend.
You often hear me speaking about people who are working, doing their level best, paying the bills, getting by. There just is nothing left over for any emergency. And the emergency then could be the washing machine, the car, throws them completely. Sometimes these people feel they shouldn't come to us, and we're very, very much pleading with them. If you're working, that doesn't matter to us. It's how you're fixed and how you're coping. And the stress that it causes is not good for people's mental health as well. So I'd be very concerned for people in that situation, and we would plead with them, please contact us, we can help. But do it sooner rather than later, because we're now preparing, we're getting the calls in, the lists are being prepared, and you know, we're getting ready to go out in early December. So do get in touch if you're in that situation or you feel you won't be able to manage. And everybody wants to do the best they can for their family at this time of the year. But there are also people who may be living alone, and they are also struggling. Rents are going up and all the rest.
Authorities are asking for information following an incident in which a masked man indecently exposed himself in public in Derry. The incident occurred at around 9:45 on Sunday evening, the 2nd of November, in the Sleavemore Park area. With more, here's Katie Gallagher.
Since the incident occurred, officers have increased patrols in the area as they conduct inquiries, which have included an extensive review of camera footage, including CCTV, and speaking with residents through house-to-house inquiries. The man in question is described as being approximately 5'6" tall, of a small, solid build, and was wearing a balaclava, a black hooded jacket, and black trousers. He is reported to have left the area at around 10 p.m, walking across the grass area towards the entrance of Sleavemore Park. Police are asking anyone who was in the area to consider whether they witnessed any suspicious activity between 9:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. that night. They are also asking anyone with relevant camera or dash cam footage, or anyone with information about this incident or others of a similar nature, to come forward.
Michael McLoone, who passed away at the weekend, is being remembered for his groundbreaking work in Donegal, including the construction of public service centres in Carndonagh, Donegal Town, Dunloe, Letterkenny and Milford. He chaired a task force following the closure of Fruit of the Loom and Unify, and oversaw the transition of Letterkenny Regional Technical College into Letterkenny Institute of Technology. Serving as county manager from 1994 to 2010, McLoone was credited with modernising the council and driving local government reform. On today's 9 till noon show, current chief executive John McLaughlin praised his immense dedication and vision.
I don't think anyone could meet somebody that's more committed and hard working. But I remember in my early days, the long meetings he had with staff as part of the reform process, and maybe start at 9 o'clock in the morning and run to 8 p.m. at night. And what stood out was he was just as interested in the last speaker on that day as the first, and really committed to it, and great energy. And we've seen that on other parts he did for the blood transfusion, HSE and so on. Massive working with councillors, and also with unions at a time of great change, to bring in those reforms, and I suppose to get the buy-in and the consensus. But it was a kind-hearted man. He really, I think, enjoyed lifting the earning power of everyone in the county.
Meanwhile, in a statement this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's deeply saddened at the passing of Michael McLuhan, describing him as an outstanding public servant who excelled in so many different roles. Mr. Martin says it was his privilege to know Michael McLuhan and witness his dedication to his county and country. An investigation into the UK's Post Office Horizon scandal is considering corporate manslaughter charges. Britain's National Police Chiefs Council has expanded its list of criminal suspects to 8, while the total persons of interest has reached 53. Operation Olympus is looking into wrongful prosecution of hundreds of sub-postmasters. Officers are also warning of delays without further funding. The A5 remains closed following a road traffic collision on Beltany Road this morning. The closure's in place between Newton Stewart and Oma, with police remaining at the scene. Diversions are in place via Drumquin and Barnscourt Road, and people are being asked to use alternative routes where possible. Strict security protocols are in place ahead of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's first official visit to Ireland. Mr. Zelensky is due to meet the Taoiseach and President Catherine Conley and address a sitting of the joint houses of the Oireachtas. Preparations are underway at government buildings and Leinster House for the visit tomorrow. Taoiseach Simon Harris says tight security measures are in place.
President of Ireland will be meeting the President of Ukraine, the Taoiseach, and myself, members of the Cabinet, and we're very much looking forward to having an opportunity to engage with President Zelensky. Of course, all of the various measures that you'd expect when there's any high-profile visit are in place in terms of security and safety, and that's right and proper.
A temporary mental health intellectual disability consultant is expected to begin work in Donegal next month, the regional health forum has been told. However, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, the chairperson of the forum, says children with physical or mental disabilities are currently being let down by the health system. While the HSE confirmed that 5 extra beds can be made available, no alternative service is in place until the consultant starts. Councillor McMonagall is warning the situation is in a crisis and it underscores the urgent need for serious reforms.
Prolonged delay in getting the adequate and necessary health care, like worsening mental health issues. If we go to with a broken arm or leg or a cut leg or head or whatever, we can get that same day in the accident emergency. But mental health issues is more complex. There isn't sufficient funding provided by the government to the HSE.
There has been a 75% increase in the number of new electric vehicles registered in Donegal this year so far. According to statistics released today by the Society of Irish Motor Industry, there were 357 new EVs registered in Donegal, compared to 204 from January to November last year. Overall, there was a marginal increase of 1.5%, with 2,797 new vehicles registered in the county compared to the same time period in 2024. Minister Colin Brophy says the Department of Justice has introduced online applications, e-vetting and digital payments to speed up Irish citizenship applications. Around 5,200 people are set to be granted citizenship in Killarney this week, including 87 residents from Donegal. The changes aim to make the process quicker and more efficient for all applicants. A total of €13.6 million is being invested in 103 projects nationwide to restore free-flowing rivers. 5 of the projects are based in Donegal, targeting dams, weirs and other barriers. The programme, led by Inland Fisheries Ireland, aims to improve fish passages and river connectivity. It will strategically address the most significant obstacles to help rivers flow freely again. Meanwhile, funding of nearly €71 million has been announced for farmers in Donegal. It has been confirmed by the Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden. The payments are to be delivered under a number of schemes to support the agriculture sector in rural Ireland. And full details of the announcement can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses and information following a report of criminal damage to a vehicle in the Fountain Street area on Thursday evening last. It follows reports of antisocial behaviour in the vicinity. Ryan Brawley has more.
Police say at around 7 o'clock on Thursday, they received a report of a potential pre-arranged fight between a group of young males in the Carlisle Road area of the city. They went to the area, but no offences were identified. Then, At around 8:30 p.m, reports were received of antisocial behaviour relating to a crowd of youths in the Fountain Street area. A PSNI spokesperson says officers spoke to some of the young people, who then dispersed. A report was then received that a vehicle had been damaged as a result of the antisocial behaviour, with damage caused to the front windscreen and roof. Police are appealing to anyone who was in the area on Thursday between 8 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. and saw anything suspicious to contact them. They're particularly keen to hear from anyone who might have any CCTV, dashcam or any other footage.
Across the northwest, 73 people were waiting for hospital beds this morning. At Letterkenny University Hospital, 31 patients were on trolleys, the fourth highest number in the state according to INMO figures. Meanwhile, Sligo University Hospital seen 42 people waiting without this morning. The number of hotel beds used for state contracts for asylum seekers has fallen sharply, leaving more rooms available for tourists. It comes as the new national tourism policy was launched in Mullingar today. Kyle Butler reports.
The drop in state-provided accommodation comes as hotels face rising costs and challenges. While it frees up rooms for visitors, some hoteliers warn that certain regions still lag behind in tourism investment. Fonta Ireland CEO Caroline Buckle responded to concerns that Ireland is an expensive destination for tourists.
I wouldn't classify it as a cost, I would talk about maybe competitiveness. So I think what we need to do is look to ensure that we're supporting our SMEs so that they are as competitive as they can possibly be. And there's certainly a role for Fáilte in that, looking at those operating costs, seeing how we can assist them in bringing down those costs.
Minister for Tourism Peter Burke addressed questions on rural areas being left behind in tourism development.
We're looking at increasing by 7% per annum in areas like the Hidden Heartlands that traditionally haven't been as strong because a lot of opportunity there that we want to grow on. Strengthen those areas. And you always hear a talk about, you know, the donut effect right around the country, but also we need to protect the centre of the country.
Hotels may have more availability, but the sector continues to face pressures nationwide. Kyle Butler in Mullingar, County Westmeath.
It's 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. Chris Ashmore will have all the latest in sport after these. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Chris Ashmore's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with soccer, and the League of Ireland has confirmed the key dates for the 2026 season. Finn Harps will open their SSE Airtricity League First Division campaign on Friday, February the 13th. The fixture list will be announced on December the 16th. And Derry City will see their first action in the Premier Division on Friday, February the 6th. Before that, City will have the President's Cup against Shamrock Rovers at Tallaght Stadium on Saturday the 31st of January with a 5 o'clock kickoff. And staying with Derry City, Rob Slevin is the latest new name at the Brandywell Club. The 27-year-old defender who played for Galway United last season has penned a 3-year deal. Meanwhile, Celtic Park may be an option for Derry City to host a number of home games next season. It was reported over the weekend that Derry may play a number of fixtures at the Derry GAA venue, as work on a new grass hybrid pitch at the Brandywell is due to take place from April. Everton manager David Moyes has confirmed that Seamus Coleman will miss their meeting with Bournemouth in the Premier League tomorrow. The Irish captain came off with a hamstring problem against Manchester United last week and also missed the Newcastle game. Tottenham Hotspur manager Thomas Frank has doubled down on his post-match comments that saw him criticise supporters for booing goalkeeper Guglielmo Vicario. The Italian made a mistake that led to Fulham's second goal in the 2-1 Premier League defeat on Saturday. Frank called the reaction unacceptable and said they were not true fans, and he's sticking to his opinions.
I'm just saying what I think. We have some fantastic fans. We're nothing without the fans. And they are very much allowed to be disappointed, no problem. I'm just saying when we play a match at home, it is not as helpful as it is when they can see they're driving the team forward, for example.
In the Championship this evening, Birmingham are at home to Watford and go into the game on the back of 3 straight wins at St Andrews. On to Gaelic games, and the Ulster Council has released details of next weekend's fixtures. In the Ulster Football Junior Twinning Club Championship, Tyrone champions Clogher will take on Tara of London in the decider in Stewartstown, and that's on Saturday with a 4:30 start. Then on Sunday, the Ulster Football Intermediate Club Championship final takes place at St Tiernach's Park in Clonus, between Cú Chulainn's of Cavan and Linollan of Derry. Throw-in is 1 o'clock and the referee is Donegal's Enda McFeely. Meanwhile, Four Masters have made it back-to-back titles in the Donegal Under-21A Football Championship after defeating Navconnell by 17 points yesterday in Ballyshannon. Here's the man of the match, Four Masters, Shannon Carr.
Yeah, look, we knew Navconnell were going to bring a lot to the game, and first 2 minutes of the game we found ourselves 4 points down. But we knew that was going to come. Obviously, it took us by surprise how quickly that goal came, but no, we fought back well, so we did, and yeah, the second half then we just pulled away. We kept ball well, we're clinical too. But success has been great at underage now, but it's just so important that we keep driving it on and bringing it into the senior levels now too.
On to cricket, and the Ireland's under-19s men's squad has been named ahead of next month's ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup, co-hosted by Namibia and Zimbabwe. The squad includes one player from the Northwest, Samuel Hazlitt of Bonds Glen. Finally, in snooker, Mark Allen starts his bid for a second UK Championship title this evening. The Antrim native begins his campaign against Scott Donaldson of Scotland, and their first round tie is due to get underway at 7 o'clock. And that's your Monday evening sports.
Thanks, Chris. Back to news now. The Taoiseach is leading tributes to architect and television presenter Hugh Wallace after his death. The 68-year-old died suddenly at home last night. Micheál Martin said he's deeply saddened at the news, describing the architect's work and communication skills as a wonderful public service. Television presenter and garden designer Dermot Gavin says his friend Hugh was full of mischief and life.
The other thing about Hugh was he encouraged people. So if you go on his social media, you would see him travelling around to every town and village in Ireland. Every cafe he went into, he gave a big shout out to any manufacturer of anything, any architectural practice, any design practice. He just promoted everybody in such a happy way. He was quite magnificent.
An Inishowen councillor has raised concerns around the timeline and funding for the Fort Dunry regeneration project during a special presentation on capital projects. Members were told while the Dunry project was initially granted almost €12.5 million, it will now need an estimated €22 million to see it completed, following the refusal of planning by and Commission Planála in July. Councillor Fionnuam Bradley says the concern now is further delays would push the cost even higher.
Back a number of years ago, when this funding announcement was made of €12.5 million, it was manna from heaven, because funding on that scale has never been awarded to the site. And it really is one of the jewels, and certainly in Bunkranna's crown. So back in July, obviously, we had the very disappointing decision that planning had been refused by In Commission Planála. And I suppose myself and others maybe have felt since that there's been a dearth of information in relation to the next steps and moving forward and how we get the project back on track again, because it has stalled, unfortunately, as a result of that decision. So I would like a very clear indication of what the next steps are and what the timeline is for getting a new application ready and a new application submitted to and Commission Planála, which hopefully will be accepted by them.
And you mentioned in there that when the 12.5 was announced, you welcomed it, and now with inflation and other matters out of everyone's hands, that probably won't be enough. Do you have an estimate in your head of how much it will now need to complete the project?
Yeah, very shortly after the €12.5 million was announced, when the scope of works were completed and when the design was finalised on the project, there was a figure of around €21 million at that point. My concern is the longer we leave it and the longer the time period is between now and a new application being submitted, that figure will just continue to grow because of inflation. So I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that we're going to need at least €10 million more than we've been awarded, and maybe double that. We must go to central government and we must go to Fáilte Éireann and ensure that we get the funding that's needed to get the entire project over the line.
The Gritters are due to take to a number of routes in Donegal this evening at 6 o'clock. The council's urging road users to exercise caution and assume that no road is ice-free. A list of the roads to be treated can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Having a look now to the weather forecast. Mostly cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Drier and brighter weather will move in across the southwest during the late afternoon and evening. Light to moderate southwesterly winds. to conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. The Northwestern Regional President of St. Vincent de Paul, Rosa Glacken, is urging people who are struggling to reach out sooner rather than later. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, she said many are barely surviving due to the rising cost of food and energy. Ms. Glacken predicts the festive period will be another very busy term for the organisation in Donegal. Authorities are asking for information following an incident in which a man who was masked indecently exposed himself in public in Derry. The incident occurred at around 9:45 on Sunday evening, the 2nd of November, in the Slievemore Park area. An investigation into the UK's Post Office Horizon scandal is considering corporate manslaughter charges. Britain's National Police Chiefs Council has expanded its list of criminal suspects to 8, while the total persons of interest has reached 53. And finally, the A5 remains closed this evening following a road traffic collision on the Beltane Road this morning. The closure's in place between Newton Stewart and Oma, with police remaining at the scene. Diversions are in place via Drumquin and Barnes Court Road, and people are being asked to use alternative routes where possible. That's all for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Monday evening, December 1st. The death has taken place of Lexi Spratt, Gary Harry, Letterkenny. Lexi's remains are reposing at his late residence, house private to family and neighbours only, please. Funeral leaving Lexi's residence on Wednesday at 1:15 p.m, going to Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, for service of thanksgiving at 2 p.m. Interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Vincent Lynch, 19 Marion Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening and from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral from there on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Funeral service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Jean Campbell, 29 Church Road, Altnagelvin, Londonderry. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. House is private. The death has occurred of Michael McLoone Sr., Abbey Lane, Ballyshannon. Reposing at his residence today until 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Removal on Wednesday from his residence at 10:15 a.m. to arrive at St. Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock, with a service of interment at Abbey Assaro Cemetery. A one-way system will be in place during the wake, entrance by the Abbey Lane with exit to Rosnoula Road via the Abbey Mill Wheel. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Ballyshannon Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Patrick McKenna Funeral Directors, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.